Hello, my beautiful babies. It's Motivation Monday. You know what that means? I'm gonna be in your face telling you how you can better your life, be happier, be healthier, feel more love, be more love, all that good stuff. Hello, everyone. It's Monday. Holy guacamole, it's 9:57 and I'm just now winding down to do this. It's been such a long day. Holy cow. So, I have been doing a lot of meditating and a lot of journaling and a lot of affirmations, and I do have a pretty solid circle around me, and a common theme that I'm seeing in people that I'm conversing with is a lack of worthiness and a real deep sense of insecurity. So I want to address that in a way that I can speak to, because I know that I certainly feel unworthy of things at times, definitely, because of the way that I was raised and how my life was and, you know, all of the nonsense that went down. So I'm going to talk a lot about that. And as far as insecurity goes, I mean, we're human beings, we're naturally flawed, we're all going to feel insecure from time to time, but it's a really big theme that I'm seeing, and it really honestly breaks my heart that almost everyone that I know feels unworthy or insecure about themselves in some way or another. That's really sad, because you're awesome. You're amazing. You're worthy. You're enough. You are love. You are lovable. You are you, and that's what makes you you, and you should honor that and explore that. And forgive me for cursing, but can we please stop giving a tiny rat's ass what anyone else thinks of you? Like, stop caring what other people think, because here's the thing. Let's just say Sally doesn't like Sarah's tight purple pants at the bar. Like, oh my God, she is so fat. She should not be wearing that. Ugh. Okay. Understand something. The person that just said that mean thing about that other person, whether they heard it or not, just presents a deep-seated insecurity that they have within themselves, that they can't look at that person that, okay, maybe her pants are a little tight, whatever. It's noticeable, okay? Understand that you can keep those thoughts to yourself and be judgmental inside and not say that mean thing out loud, because remember, words have energy, words have power. So you just projected something onto her that has nothing to do with you, and it was a mean thing that you did. So when you are talking bad about somebody or judging someone or making fun of somebody in some way or something towards another human being that isn't with kind intent, understand that that's just a fear or insecurity or something that's going on within you that's unhealed. So I will preach this till the day I die. Heal from your wounds. Heal from your pain. Heal from your trauma. Whether that's working out, whether that's boxing 3 times a week so you can kick something's ass because you have to get that anger out somehow, whether it's going for a swim, whether it's going for a run or cooking something or going to see a therapist or doing a QHHT session or some form of spiritual healing or chakra balancing or whatever the hell you want to do, but you have to heal from your wounds. Because look, people, we're just going around treating ourselves and each other like crap, and it's not working, right? Because 87% of America is on antidepressants. Why do you think that is? Because we're deeply unhappy, not only with ourselves, but with each other. I work on the phone for a living, and I can tell you with confidence there are people out there that hate themselves because they're just vicious creatures. And we are animals at the base of who we are. And our brain is a machine. And if you can learn how your brain works and how this body vessel that we live in, how we move through life with this brain, we only use like 10% of it. So maybe start exploring why you're such an asshole. maybe start exploring, maybe start exploring why you're so judgmental, why you're so insecure, why you fear starting that business that you've wanted to start, why you fear quitting your job and going and doing something else that makes you happy. Yes, there's things to be afraid of, but do you understand that once you become fearless, life becomes limitless? And we did not come here to suffer. We didn't. We came here to be abundant. That's your natural born birthright, is abundance and love. And if you understood the magnitude of how deeply loved you are by the people around you, by your friends, by people that you don't even know that you're helping, that you help, that you just change the whole path of their life. Do you understand that it can be as little as someone feeling suicidal at the grocery store and just fucking wanting to end it because they're done. They can't do it anymore. And the cashier said, "Hi, how's your day?" And they had a little bit of a conversation, and that put grace and hope into humanity. And that person decided, well, maybe I'll kill myself tomorrow because I don't really think I want to kill myself today. Understand something. I lost my sister to a fire and my dad to alcohol, okay? Two people in my family have ended their life because they were so miserable and couldn't find a way to get help that they ended their life. So it is my duty. It is my passion. It is my job to teach people that there is a better way to live. And it all starts with you. It all starts with you. From the choices you make, from the moment your head gets off the pillow, it is up to you. But you have to understand that your life will not get better until you believe that you are worthy of better. And if you understood how deeply loved you were, not just by the human beings on this planet, by ways and people you don't even think care, but they do. And then your spiritual team, your guides, your ancestors, the people that have passed that were when you were five and you lost a grandpa and you were like, well, they're just not here anymore. Whatever. It's death. I don't know. Those people are watching over you. Like, wake up. Oh my God. Listen, I have to get this out. Testimony. I had a mom and dad that straight up did not love me growing up. Straight up did not love me. And God rest my dad's soul. And mom, I love you, but this is my truth. So sorry. My parents did the best they could with what they had, but it wasn't the kind of love that I needed to receive in order to believe that I am worthy, that wholeheartedly in my soul, I believe that I am worthy. Okay? Every person that I love either dies or leaves. So after a while, you have to think, well, maybe it's me. Like, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm not lovable. And because I was tossed around like a freaking rag doll growing up, of course I have issues believing that I'm worthy or believing that I'm even lovable. But turns out when you start taking all that time that you care about what other people think and you feel like you're being judged and you're unhappy and you're depressed and you're just sitting around or you're, you know, not doing the things that you need to do, all that time could have been spent giving yourself the love that you never received. And then when you start doing that on a consistent basis, you start believing that you're worthy of love. You start believing, oh, I have the ability to love. Because love at the base of what it is who we are. We all came from source. We're all going back to source. But we came here on this planet to learn lessons, to live out karma, to finish contracts with people that we've had past lives with. I know that sounds fucking crazy. Go with it anyway, because it is what it is. Okay? Whether you want to believe it or not, this is the truth. And eventually, everyone's going to wake up and realize this. Or maybe you'll just fall faster asleep and just think that this isn't a game. But whatever. I had dinner with a friend tonight. Love that person with my whole entire heart. Great, great person. And they brought to my attention how insecure and how they don't feel like they can be who they are just with anyone. Like, I'm one of the only people that this person feels like they can be themselves with. And when we were conversing tonight, it broke my heart into pieces because there are really people out here walking around on this planet believing that they're not worthy of love. They're not worthy of abundance, that they're not worthy of being treated right. They're not worthy of whatever they want. We are limitless. The only person stopping you from achieving your dreams is you. But you have to piss some people off. You have to cut some people off. You have to change your habits. You have to start treating yourself like you're in love with yourself, because that's where it all stems from. And you have to heal. Go to therapy. Go work out. Eat better. Stop doing the shit that's preventing you from living the life that you want, whatever it is. But you are worthy. You are so worthy. It's ridiculous. But so this is what happened. This is what happened. The further you go back in history, the darker the energy is. So when Grandpa went off to war and, you know, Grandma Mary was over here taking care of the babies, when Grandpa came back from the war, all they wanted to do was have barbecues in the backyard, work a 9-to-5 job, have a house, have a kid, have a wife, and that was a happy life, right? Because everyone came back from war. Whoever didn't die came home, and it was just like, oh my God, we survived. It was war, okay? But that was a long time ago, and the energy is changing. The energy is shifting, but it's a choice. If you want to stay low vibrational, if you want to keep having a shitty life, keep doing the things that you're doing, because guess what? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting different results. So if you change your choices, if you change your habits, you change your thoughts, you change your beliefs, you change your life, voila. Okay? I've been doing this for the last 4 years. Consistent? No, absolutely not, because it's hard as hell. Self-development is not easy. Hey, stop it. Sorry, my cats are trying to kill each other. Self-development and growth and healing is, yeah, you can hear that, right? Stop. Guys, seriously, trying to record. What are you doing? Stop it. Sorry. Welcome to my shit show. You are worthy of everything you want, of everything you desire. The sky's the limit, baby. But you have to let go of fear. You have to stop believing that you're not worthy of the things that you desire. Because if it's in your belly, it's for you. But it takes work. It takes dedication. It takes sacrifice. It's a completely different life. But I became obsessed with self-development and motivation and inspiration. And my sister's death just changed me. And then my dad's death came along and I was like, wow, so just everybody's dying. That's awesome. Okay, cool. I didn't even grieve my dad. I was gone from work for like maybe 10 days and then busy season started and I just worked and that was it. And I didn't really grieve my dad. So I've taken the time to grieve him and I've realized that I have a lot of inner childhood wounds that need to be addressed, and that's one of the reasons why I can't have a solid relationship and why I struggle with my family, and there's a lot going on, you know? But your energy intermixes with other people's, so if you don't make these necessary changes, like, you have to be the change that you want to see, okay? So when I go for my walks every day, well, not every day because, you know, sometimes it rains and stuff, but when I go for my walks after work, if I am remotely close to a trash can that's like coming up, I will pick up as much trash as I can and put it in the trash can because I want to see our planet cleaner than it was when I got here, because that's who I am. That's my heart. That's my soul. I want to make this place a better place. That's one of the reasons that I'm here. That's one of the reasons why I'm into spirituality and I have oracle cards and I work with crystals and I meditate and I have Florida water and I have my little moon and my tiger's eye and, you know, I meditate and do all the things because it makes me feel warm and gooey inside. It's the basis of who I am. And I've known forever that there's something more, but I didn't know what it was or what it meant or how to pinpoint it. But one of the reasons why we're here is to forget who we are, to remember who we are. And who we are is divine spiritual beings having a human experience. And you're here to learn lessons, and you're here to live out your karma. And nothing ever happens to you. Your life happens for you. But if you're repeating the same cycle over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that keeps attracting this? What is it about my energy that keeps attracting the same situation just in a different person, right? So if your life sucks, it's because of the choices that you make. But remember, your thoughts manifest your reality. So if you think, I'm a piece of shit, I'm not worthy, I can't have this, I don't deserve this, this person is too good, I'm not good enough, all these negative thoughts, that spirals, right, and becomes a snowball, and then it just manifests in your reality, and then those kind of vibrations are going to come back to you. So you are what you attract. You attract what you are. So when you start vibrating higher and start doing the work and start feeling worthy and start believing in yourself and start giving yourself the love that you never received or that you want to receive, then your life starts getting better. But it all boils down to worth. What do you feel like you're worth? Do you feel like you can be a millionaire and have your own empire and build it as you move through life? Or do you feel like you just want to work for someone else for the rest of your life and keep giving your money to someone else and being paid like three times less what you're actually worth? Right? But it's a choice. So I don't really watch TV anymore. I just don't. I don't know why. I just choose not to. I have other things that I want to do. I want to write in my book. I want to clean my house because I feel like clean house, clean thoughts, cluttered house, cluttered thoughts. You know, I want to keep up on my laundry. I want to make sure that I'm exercising every day. I want to get in my 15-minute meditation before bed. I want to, you know, make sure my body's lotioned up and moisturized, especially in the wintertime when there's a lack of moisture. Like, I take care of myself. I make myself a number one priority. Because look, if you're not Gucci with what you got going on, you're not going to be Gucci out in the rest of the world. I think that's what the young kids are calling now, Gucci. You have to take care of yourself. It's just, it's not... It's not an option. It's mandatory. It's priority. You should absolutely make yourself number one. Because if you are all icky on the inside, then you're going to present all icky on the outside. Because have you ever heard the term hurt people, comma, hurt people? That shit is real. Okay? Because I've been hurt and I've hurt people. And people have been hurt and hurt me. And one of the life lessons that I'm learning right now is that you cannot take the things that people do to you personally because it's just a reflection of what they're going through. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm not really mad at anyone anymore. I understand that their journey is their journey and it has nothing to do with me, but I was maybe a part of that contract or I was maybe a part of that karma or whatever. But I hold no resentment or animosity towards anyone anymore because holding that hate in your heart just makes you sick. Sick thoughts, sick heart, sick. Just, it's sick. It makes you sick. Dis-ease is a lack of ease. Disease, lack of ease. All chronic or ongoing conditions are due to trapped energy that have not been worked through or traumas that have not been released. Okay? So I'm not a scientist and this is not a health channel, but I know that there are people out there that think I'm absolutely batty because I talk about energy all the time, but energy is real, whether you want to believe it or not. Energy is real. So the example that I gave to my friend the other day was, if you were to take a microscope and look at your skin, eventually, if you got down far enough, you'd see like the cells. And then if you got down far enough, you'd see the bone and the muscle and, you know, whatever. But if you go deep, 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 all the way down, what it boils down to is a bunch of energy swirling around. Just energy, energy, energy. We are energy. So if your energy is shit, your life is going to be shit. Okay? It's a fact. I'm not a scientist, but you can look this stuff up. It's real. Okay? So I make sure that every single day I do something that makes me wildly happy. And today I just bought 3 or 4 new decks, like my Oracle decks and my tarot cards. And I'm so excited for them to come. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Can't wait. It's a new hobby thing that I'm like dabbling into. So it's really fun. You know, I really encourage you to just do something that you never thought you'd do, or pick up a hobby that you just, you know, maybe aren't that interested in, or just try new things. Be open. I think on my last podcast, I was talking about how people are telling me that I'm not open and that I have a wall up. I finally saw it. I was pissed as hell. Just mad, angry, just so mad about so many different things. And then I started analyzing it and I was like, okay, well, can you control the situation? No. Can you control this situation? No. Can you control this situation? Yeah. Can you change this? Yeah. Can you do something different with this? Yeah. So, prime example. I am not terribly happy with my job. And it is one of my goals right now to get the F out, because I can't wait. I am so done with my job. It just doesn't bring me joy anymore. But I stopped hating it so much when I changed my mindset. And my mindset used to be, I hate this. I'm not making any money. I don't want to talk to people. People suck. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Went down the dark rabbit hole. And the other day, I thought to myself, okay, wait. You help people every single day, whether they're rude to you or not. You help people, right? And I recently saved this couple, like, I don't know, close to $2,000 a year. Now they can go on a beach vacation if they want to, right? So the little things that you do that you think suck because it's just everyday mundane, I do it all the time, I'm tired of doing it, whatever, you don't realize the impact that you have on the people around you and the people that you help. So the next time you want to complain or be negative or be ungrateful, just remember, we are all connected. We are connected to nature. We are connected to the universe. We are connected to the earth. We are connected to each other. We are connected to a higher power. We are all connected, and it's beautiful. But because we've all had different experiences and different traumas, everyone acts differently. But when you realize that when you flip the script and change the narrative and start believing in yourself and start believing that you're worthy because you are, life becomes tolerable. And then after a while, it becomes fun. And then after that, it becomes exciting. Like tonight, I could have easily just gone to bed after work, or not after work, after I went out to dinner, and just, you know, done my little meditation and gone to bed. But this podcast means so much to me, even if I'm only helping one or two people that listen. I'm helping people. I'm helping people believe in themselves. I'm helping people see the truth. I'm helping people understand their worth and how beautiful they are. That's all I want. Because if I can feel this way after losing so many people, oh my God, I've lost so many people, ridiculous. But most importantly, my immediate family, I've lost 3 or 4 folks in the past 6 years. That's a lot of death, y'all. I should be a raging bitch all the time. But my heart, that's not what my heart wants. I want to be kind. I want to be loving.
I want to show people that there's another way. I want to be the light in the darkness. Because had I had a podcast like this when I was going through some stuff back in the day, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have felt alone. I wouldn't have felt like there's something wrong with me because I can't get happy. You know? And no one's free from pain. This life is hard. Oh my God, and you have to share it with 7 billion other people? Yikes. It's crazy, right? But if I can turn my pain into my passion and help other people turn their pain into their passion, you bet your sweet ass I'm going to do that, no matter what it looks like. And I hope that someday my grandchildren pick up my book, because I'm writing a book. I mean, maybe it'll get published, maybe it won't. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm writing it. I'm just writing it. But it's kind of a dream of mine now to write a book. And I'm nobody. I'm a California girl with Midwest roots. Like, I am nothing special. But I believe that I'm gonna be something special someday. And I know that I'm special to some people. And I also know that there's people out there that can't wait for me to fail. And guess what? I don't care. Because I don't do it for anybody but me. But if I can inspire other people on the way and motivate people and, you know, encourage people to pick up a hobby and that might turn into their career because they finally found what they love to do, I just help somebody change their life. That's fucking beautiful. Right? Excuse my French, but I mean it. That's fucking beautiful. Life is incredible. And the people that we're surrounded with really affect who we are. And my vibe and my tribe, my army of people that have loved me and supported me through thick and thin. I was not a nice person after my sister and my dad died. So for those of you that have stuck by my side this whole time, you're the OGs. I love you so much. Thank you. I could not have made it without my people. But the reason I made it is because they believed in me, because they believed in themselves. And that is what makes the world go round. Happiness is beautiful, and it's our natural born birthright. If you're not happy, take inventory on your life and figure out why, because you deserve to be happy. After my sister died, I went straight into therapy because I knew what I could handle. I knew my strength level and I knew my mental capacity, and I knew that I was going to end up in a mental institution if I didn't seek help, because that was just a journey that I could not navigate by myself. I needed professional help. And I'm not afraid to say that, and I'm not ashamed to say that, because therapy changed my life. Therapy gave me skill sets and tools that have fundamentally saved me from taking my own life. Because let me tell you something. When someone commits suicide, and I mean, we know that my dad definitely did, but we don't know for sure that it was my sister did, but there's evidence pointing to things, but I'm not going to get into that. Whatever. When someone close to you dies, it forces you to reevaluate everything about who you are, what you are, where you came from, why you're here, why this horrible thing just happened to you. Losing my sister was the hardest thing I've ever gone through, because I had lost someone before that, and it was incredibly painful. But when you lose a sibling, it's just different. So number one, if you still have siblings that are alive, call them, text them, tell them you love them. Be better about being in communication with them, because life is short. It's not promised. It can be taken from you at any moment. But don't forget what you have. don't lose sight of what is good. Because your world can be flipped upside down in a second with no warning. And the beautiful thing about me speaking about this right now is that there are no tears in my eyes, which means I'm not fully healed, but I'm healed enough that I can talk about it without getting emotional. And I'm going to give myself a pat on the back because holy guacamole, that took me so long to heal from. Holy shit. But damn, if I'm being honest, my sister's death gave me a new meaning for life. I stopped taking things for granted. I started looking at the bigger picture. I started reevaluating everything I did, everything I said, who my friends were, who my family was, my environment, my job, my life. I mean, you have to when you go through something like that. And I am by no means grateful that I lost my sister when she was 23 years old. She was super young. But I will say that she gave me a backbone. She gave me the ability to not give a shit about what anybody thinks about me. Because you don't know my story. You don't know my diary. You don't know my thoughts. You don't know what I've been through. You haven't seen the darkest parts of me. I don't give a tiny rat's ass what you think of me. The only thing I care about is what I think of me. And that's the mindset that causes you to become dangerous. Because when nobody can hurt you anymore, you're free. And freedom is what we all want. So what does your freedom look like? Right? Become fearless. When life becomes limitless, it's pretty awesome. Whew, we got deep for a second. Anyway, my sister's death changed my life. You know, I became a clean person for the first time. I used to be a pack rat. I wasn't a hoarder, but I wasn't clean. I wasn't clean. Not at all. It really wasn't until I moved into this place that I live now that I became a clean person. And I owe it to one of my best friends who sacrificed her birthday weekend to come help me clean my house. Shout out to you, Em. Thank you so much. I love you. She changed my life. She showed me that you can have a clean house, and it's okay to have a clean house. It's okay to have a messy house too. But I have found that when my house is clean, I stress less. I sleep better. I don't have as much anxiety. So through this self-development and self-worth, self-love journey that I've been on, because let me tell you, it's a journey, I've learned a lot about myself. You know, I've learned that it's okay to be alone. I get lonely sometimes, but it's fine. I'm okay being by myself. I've learned a lot. I've learned to love me. And man, when you love yourself, it's a game changer. It's like you have this whole new wave of life that you didn't even know existed. It's amazing. But I really do want to make this world a better place. And I think this podcast is the start of that. But I mean, I listen to Joe Rogan and I listen to Motiversity and I do research on self-development all day and I take masterclasses and I dabble in things that interest me and I look up to people that are business owners and that are doing their thing and I'm learning from their mistakes and I'm learning from their successes and I'm learning from their failures and I'm learning. I'm like a sponge that just wants to soak up all this different knowledge. I want to have my hands dipped in all sorts of different things. But I have to remember there's only 24 hours in a day.
So, you know, sometimes I'll set a schedule for myself. Like, I have this big old whiteboard in my walk-in area that has, you know, goals, dreams, aspirations, quotes, names of the chapters of my book, my workout schedule, self-love quotes, reminders. You know, my whole life is on that whiteboard. But make yourself an inspiration board. Like, your dream life, as wild as you can think. Like, you want to live in Uganda, or you want to live in Bora Bora, or, oh God, I would love to live in Bora Bora. It's so beautiful there. You know, you want to own your own cake factory. I don't care what it is. Write it down. Because when you write something down, it becomes real. And if you see it, and you start to believe it, then you start just naturally and subconsciously doing actions that are going to eventually get you to that goal. Sure, it might take you 20 years. Who cares? You did it, right? And you had fun along the way. Because the problem is that we live in this instant gratification society where people just, I want it now, 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 now. And if I can't have it now, it must not be worth having. Well, I mean, shit, man. You can't have it right now. You have to take the small steps to get where you want to be. But it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Because look, one of my biggest goals in life right now is to get a house. So I'm taking the necessary steps to achieve that goal. I also want to maybe start a YouTube channel. So I'm going to start taking the necessary goals to start that channel, right? Or the daily habits. But my point is, when you have the thing, it gets old after a while, and then you want a new thing. So it's really not about the destination. It's about the journey. And that's the puzzle to life. What is it? Why are we here? What's the destination? What is the want that everybody wants, right? It's freedom. We want freedom. We want love. We want adventure. We want lavish vacations. We want the love. We want the love, right? It all boils down to love. But if you love yourself and you believe that you're worthy of love and you believe that you're worthy of all the things that you want, you will get there. You will get there. You guys are really getting a rare form of me. I don't know what happened. Oh, I do know what happened. I did Kundalini yoga yesterday and I was feeling great. Holy guacamole. Kundalini yoga is so freaking weird. So weird. Okay, I'm super spiritual and even I think it's weird. It's weird as hell. But my day was awesome. I got all the things done on my list. I exercised for like 3 hours. I got some sun. I got my house clean, like, and I was just in a good mood the whole time. Like, I just feel like I took a happy pill. I feel so great because I'm doing the work. For so long, I just would put this podcast off and just like not do it. Why? I have so much to say. Why not? So I'm doing it every Monday. Motivation Monday, baby. Here we are. God gave me the gift of gab. Well, I'm going to use it in a way that is conducive to my growth and conducive to helping other people, because that's what I want to do. That's what life is about. It's not about acquiring the stuff and having the things. It's about the achievements and the success that it took to get there. I don't know about anyone else, but I love the grind. I can't help it. I love it. It makes me feel important. It makes me feel like I'm a badass. It makes me feel like I can do anything. It makes me feel like I'm Superwoman. It makes me feel like I'm working harder than everyone else that's working with me. And I don't know what it is about that, but it gets my juices flowing. I can't help it. Like, there's nothing better than getting off work, putting on a motivational video, putting my gym clothes on, hearing all this motivational stuff, and then going to the gym and just kicking my own behind. It's beautiful. I love it. And then I make healthier choices when I eat, and then I don't eat as late, and then it keeps going and keeps going and gains momentum, and then eventually it's my life. It's beautiful. But it all starts with you. You have to choose. You have to choose. Choose yourself. You're worthy. You're enough. You are perfect and whole and complete just as you are. But we came here to learn. We came here to experience what it is to be a human. We came here to eat the ice cream and eat the cake and have the babies and go on the vacations and job the jobs and help the people and love the animals and love the babies and just, we came here to experience. And everybody's experience is different, and that's what's so beautiful. And did you know, I don't remember where I heard this. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds really good. There is not two people on the planet that have the exact same perspective about life. Not two people. Everyone's perspective is different. Isn't that amazing? You are uniquely you. Whatever you have to bring to the table is beautiful. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're worthy. You have to. Because if you don't, your life will keep sucking. And trauma's tough. Heartbreak is tough. Life stuff is tough. You know, it just has a way of kicking you when you're down. But rather than asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Ask yourself, what is this experience trying to teach me? Turn everything into a positive. Because you can focus on the 99 things that are going wrong in your life, or you can focus on the one thing that's going right. But it's all about mindset. I don't know how I turned into this person, because it didn't happen overnight. But for the first time in my life, literally the very first time in my life, I feel confident. I feel worthy. I feel excited for what's next. I don't care what's next. I'm not like anxious or stressed out about what's coming. I'm making peace and have made peace with my past. Well, still making peace with my past. That's that one's tough. But that's why I'm going back into therapy. So it's fine. Life is just a beautiful journey. And it can either suck or it can be awesome. And yeah, shitty things are going to happen to you. Shitty things happen to everybody. But that's what makes warriors warriors. I was listening to this Motiversity YouTube video the other day before I worked out. And this guy was talking about how he's a number one New York Times bestseller because he wrote a book. And it all started with him playing basketball on a concrete slab with a bunch of other guys in the hood. And now he's a New York Times bestseller. Isn't that crazy? Like, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's recognized because he just kept swimming. He just kept going. He never gave up. And when you believe in yourself and you don't give up and you're going to fail, you're going to mess up, you're going to, this way is not going to work. You got to go this way. This way is not going to work. You got to go this way. But the reason that God puts obstacles in your way is to see how badly you want it. And a couple of months ago, up to just like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was a mess. I was not okay. A lot of it had to do with the fact that we just had a long, hard, cold winter, and I am not a fan of winter. I am a California girl at heart. I love the sunshine. I love the heat. Give me all that sunshine, please and thank you. Please and thank you. The less clothes I have to wear, the better. I hate wintertime. I'm not a winter person. So I do get a little bit of winter blues, and sometimes it takes me a while to shake it. But I'm finally in a better headspace, and it just feels good to feel good. It really does. And I hope that you guys can all find a way to feel good, because being miserable all the time, it's so draining. It's so exhausting. It's so blah, blah, blah. You know? It's not great. So get obsessed with something. Find something to do that makes you happy. Cut the toxic shit out of your life. Seriously. makes a world of difference. And forgive those that hurt you because they were doing the best they could with what they had. And when you forgive somebody, you become free. Forgiveness is really important. If God can forgive them, so can you. And I don't care if you're a religious person, that's just a fact. If God can forgive somebody, so can you. And look, it's not like you're innocent. You've done some things that you needed to be forgiven for too, okay? Nobody's perfect. We are all everything that we, you know, if somebody did something to you, you've done it to somebody, whatever. Maybe not in everything, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm alluding to, I shall say. I'm so excited for life. And a couple weeks ago, I was just like, man, life sucks. This is stupid. I'm broke. I live in this stupid apartment and I don't have anybody and I'm not married and I don't have kids and I hate my job and blah, whatever. But now I'm like, hell yeah. I'm about to get out of this apartment. I'm about to start my new life. I'm about to go into things with a whole new mindset. I'm about to get a whole new body. I'm about to get a whole new life. This is amazing. Like, I'm so happy. I'm about to start a new path. I feel like I'm transforming. I'm metamorphosizing into, is that even a word? Metamorphosizing? I don't know. Whatever. I'm saying it. Into this like beautiful, huge butterfly. Like, I feel like I've just been in a cocoon for a really long time and I'm finally just able to like fly. I don't know. It's weird. I'm telling you, dude, Motiversity is where it's at. I love Motiversity. I stand by it. That stuff gets my blood boiling and it just makes me go, go, go. And hearing other people's traumatic stories when they were growing up as a kid to where they are now, I swear the people that succeed the most and have the biggest hearts in the world are the ones that have just been handed a crap deck of cards. Crap. Just garbage. They're the best people because they know what it's like to overcome adversity. When you become a strong person and you overcome adversity and you have just been through it, you just understand darkness on a level. Those are the kind of people that appreciate life for what it really is. Because when you've had the rug ripped out from underneath you so many times you can't even count, it's just what your life is, you have to learn to appreciate the better things. Because otherwise, why is life worth living? Right? It's all about mindset. I love cooking. I love putting love into my food and serving it to people. I love cleaning my room at the end of the night, knowing that I'm going to bed with a clean room. I love giving my animals little hugs and kisses. I love going for my afternoon walks and getting to see other people who are walking the neighborhood and different houses and how the trees sort of glimmer sometimes in the wind and they just kind of glitter and do their thing and just everything is beautiful. The good, the bad, and the ugly, it's all here for a purpose. But you can choose to think that life sucks. Or you can choose to think that life is awesome. But we only have X amount of time here. So shouldn't we make it the best that it can be? And if there are certain things that we have control of, shouldn't we try to make those things better? Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up hope. Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. Keep going. Not for anyone else, but for you. This is your life. What do you want? How do you want to live? How do you want to look back when you're on your deathbed looking at your life saying, that was an amazing life and I'm so grateful? Or are you going to say, I wish I would have dot, dot, dot? The time is now. Stop making excuses. Stop not believing in yourself. Stop being fearful of what could happen if you actually do something you want to do. Take a leap of faith. Believe in yourself. Love yourself enough to give yourself that thing that you want. It's all for you. If you want something, it's because it's for you.
but you have to keep going. And understand that there are going to be obstacles. Duh, that's life. But if you've overcome your darkest days already, and you've been through some really nasty stuff, then obstacles are just opportunities. Right? Man, I went on a tangent. I'm at 50 minutes already. Well, guys, I should probably cut this off because I've been talking for 50 minutes and it's 10:45 and wowza, I have to work tomorrow. So I'm going to let you guys go, but I mean everything that I say. And I know that sometimes I'm all over the place, but welcome to my brain. I'm an Aries. I don't know how to stop it. I leave you with this. Don't be afraid of loving who you are. Give yourself the love that you never received. Be kind. Be forgiving. Be accepting of other people. Because acceptance is as powerful as oxygen. I think Gwyneth Paltrow is the one that said that. I love listening to other people's stories because it makes me feel like I'm not alone. And it makes me feel like I'm doing this for a purpose. We're all in this together. We're not supposed to know the answers. I think that's the point. But the beauty is in the unfolding. The beauty is in the discovery of who you are, because you're constantly changing and evolving and morphing into someone different every single day. You're not who you were 10 years ago. You're not who you will be 10 years from now. Everybody changes all the time. Accept that change. Go with the flow. There's probably some things about you that you want to get rid of anyway. So do it. What's the worst that can happen? You can find happiness. You can let go. You can live in joy and abundance. Sounds pretty terrible to me. Gotta love my sarcasm. I'm such a dick sometimes. All right. Love yourself. Love yourself. That is the title for today. Love yourself. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. All right, my beautiful babies. Thank you so much for listening. If you are still here, this was a long one. It is Motivation Monday. So I motivate you to do something that motivates you today, tomorrow, soon. Do something that makes you happy. I love you all so much. Your homework is to just start loving yourself more. And until next time, stay healthy, stay blessed, stay well. Dig into your spirituality. It does serve you. And until next time, I love you so much. Bye.